The Roman Walls. The writer, Thomas Hardy, was interested in the archaeology of Dorchester and wrote about Dorchester's Roman remains in The Mayor of Casterbridge. Casterbridge announced Old Rome in every street, alley and precinct. It looked Roman, bespoke the art of Rome, concealed dead men of Rome. It was impossible to dig more than a foot or two deep about the town fields and gardens without coming upon some tall soldier or other of the empire who had lain there in his silent, unobtrusive rest for a space of 1,500 years. He was mostly found lying on his side in an oval scoop in the chalk, like a chicken in its shell, his knees drawn up to his chest, sometimes with the remains of his spear against his arm, a fibula or brooch of bronze on his breast or forehead, an urn at his knees, a jar at his throat, a bottle at his mouth, and mystified conjecture pouring down upon him from the eyes of Casterbridge street boys and men, who had turned a moment to gaze at the familiar spectacle as they passed by. Imaginative inhabitants, who would have felt an unpleasantness at the discovery of a comparatively modern skeleton in their gardens, were quite unmoved by these hoary shapes. They had lived so long ago, their time was so unlike the present, their hopes and motives so widely removed from ours, that between them and the living there seemed to stretch a gulf too wide for even a spirit to pass.